big matches served up for Thanksgiving Eve. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, November 24th, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
AEW.
AEW is in Chicago for a Thanksgiving Eve edition of Dynamite. Thunder Rosa will face Jamie Hayter in the quarterfinals of the TBS Championship Tournament. Also announced for tonight, Bryan Danielson versus Colt Cabana, CM Punk versus QT Marshall, and Death Triangle, the Lucha Brothers and Pac, teaming up with Cody Rhodes to take on Andrade El Idolo, Malakai Black, and FTR. A couple of wrestlers got their first wins in AEW on last night's Dark. Lee Moriarty beat Nick Camarado, and Anthony Henry beat Jameson Ryan. Henry will now face Adam Cole on next week's Dark. Also, the Acclaimed beat Lee Johnson and Brock Anderson. Max Caster grabbed a chain and used it to punch Anderson in the gut and steal the win.
WWE.
The men's match is set for NXT's War Games special next month. It is going to be old school versus new school. NXT champion Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, Pete Dunne, and LA Knight versus Braun Breaker, the North American champion Carmelo Hayes, Grayson Waller, and Tony D'Angelo. D'Angelo helped Hayes retain the North American title on last night's NXT. Hayes pinned Gargano to win the three-way main event that also included Dunn. A huge brawl followed the match, which included Breaker entering the arena and simply yelling, "War Games!" So, there you go. By the way, Ciampa beat Waller in a non-title match earlier in the show. The final participant in the Women's War Games match was confirmed last night. It'll be Kaylee Ray joining Raquel Gonzalez, Io Shirai, and Cora Jade, and they'll be facing the combo of Toxic Attraction and Dakota Kai. Jade rolled up and pinned the leader of Toxic Attraction, NXT Women's Champion Mandy Rose, last night in a non-title match. Rose was undone by an outside distraction by Kaylee Ray. Other matches now set for the War Games show on Sunday, December 5th. Roderick Strong defending the Cruiserweight Championship against Joe Gacy, and Cameron Grimes versus Duke Hudson in a hair versus hair match. Imperium will defend the NXT tag titles at War Games against the winner of next week's match between Legado del Fantasma and Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner. Getting back to last night, Brooks Jensen and Josh Briggs beat the Grizzled Young Veterans, and Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter beat Indy Hartwell and Persia Parada. Catanzaro pinned Hartwell, whose mind appeared to be elsewhere. Earlier, she revealed that her on-screen husband, Dexter Loomis, will be out of action for about a month with a broken hand. It was injured by Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams on last week's show. TMZ Sports caught up with Seth Rollins, and they asked him about the fan who attacked him during Monday night's Raw. Rollins called the incident, quote, terrifying, end quote, but also added that he's okay. Major League Wrestling presents a special Thanksgiving edition of Fusion Alpha tonight, featuring a five-way ladder match for the vacant MLW National Openweight Championship. It'll be Myron Reed versus Alex Shelley versus Alex Kane versus Zenshi versus a wildcard mystery participant. Also on tonight's show, an Opera Cup semifinal match between TJP and Calvin Tankman.
Ring of Honor.
Josh Woods will defend the Ring of Honor Pure Championship against Brian Johnson at the Final Battle pay-per-view next month. We also learned ROH will premiere a series of Road to Final Battle matches every day on its YouTube channel starting on Monday, December 6th. The match that day will be Dragon Lee versus Jonathan Gresham. A match between NWA National Champion Chris Adonis and the Pope that was being promoted for last night's NWA Power never happened. The Pope bowed out of the match, and instead, Nick Aldis showed up, and he beat Adonis in a non-title match. Also on last night's show, Tom Latimer beat Jaden Roller. NWA World's Heavyweight Champion Trevor Murdoch and Crimson beat Jack Stain and Jeremiah Plunkett. Murdoch pinned Plunkett. Also, JTG and Colby Carino beat the Rude Dudes, and Kenzie Page beat Taryn Terrell via countout in their social distance match, which actually kind of makes sense.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan's Best of the Super Juniors tournament resumes on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Tetsuya Naito and Sanada are alone on top of the World Tag League standings. They beat Hiroshi Tanahashi and Tori Yano on Tuesday. Also on that show, Great O'Khan and Aaron Hanare beat the IWGP Tag Champs, Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, November 24th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so be sure to subscribe to this feed so you don't miss our next update. Also, now would be a good time to start thawing your turkey. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.